granddaddy went.
We like antiques.
But he went to the war, right, the last part of it. He's 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And but this was his daddy's razor that I've got.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
And he was killed in the Civil War. Mm.
You know, he lived to be 90. He's
91 or 2 years old.
He used to live in the home right across this branch over here.
Yes, ma'am.
And he'd start from his home and then walk to Jimmy, and it was 3 miles. I don't see how
he held
up, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's close to 100 years old, but he said, walking done you good.
That's the
daddy emperor. Yeah, I can't sit around all day. No, not me.
Uh-huh.
He's going to walk.
He's going to
get a hole in
the
hole,
son.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure some see if you know what it is.
Okay. You can ask me a question.
Yes, you can. You can find it.
I hope you hadn't lost it. Better not be.
I believe it's right here. You know what that is?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. It sure is a little bitty coin.
How much is it,
Paul? What would you call it if you were going to call it something?
Gosh. I don't have any idea.
That's a $1 gold piece.
This? That's a $1 gold piece?
It's a $1 gold piece.
I'd always thought $1 gold pieces were big coins.
No, a big coin would be...
Is that one Pa Cooper had?
One the size of a half dollar would be a 10 or a 20.
Oh.
Is that one Pa had?
No, uh-uh. How about that?
That's about the size of a dime, isn't it?
It's hardly as big as a dime.
Mm-hmm.
I could have got $50 for that thing several times last year, before last a weird dolphin.
Well,
they advertised for them.
I've never seen a gold coin before.
That's $1 gold piece. I give a $10 roll of quarters for that.
Goodness. How long have you had it?
I've had several years, mm-hmm. A good many years.
Did you get it from somebody here in town?
Yeah, they used to live here. They don't live here.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's the first one I've seen. You fooled me, all right.
You don't see many of them. That's the only one I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I know another man that's got one or didn't know he's dead now, but he told me he had a $1 gold piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something.
But they advertised a dolphin every pool last rainwater last year.
Mm-hmm.
Several times when folks are wanting to buy gold,
mm-hmm.
They give you $50 piece for these.
My goodness. You know, I had some, I don't collect coins, but I had about 8 or 10 half dollars that were minted, oh gosh. I forget, whenever it was that Kilby was governor of Alabama. Do you remember him?
I remember, way back.
There were special half dollars, Kilby half dollars, and, oh, I don't know, they're worth, maybe $15 or $20 a piece now, and a man came down to Montgomery and was interested in buying them, but I decided I'd keep them.
Well, I showed this to the president of the bank down here one day, and I told him I could show a picture. I said, well, what's that to them? It's worth it to you, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, me. Let me ask you a question about, has to do with guns. You'd say that you use a shell and a shotgun, but what would you use in a pistol or a rifle?
A cartridge.
Mm-hmm. This is something that you might have played on when you were a young boy, but what did you call this thing? It was probably a long board, and it was anchored right in the middle, and one boy could get on one end and one on the other and go like that.
Seesaw.
That would be a seesaw. And if you saw somebody doing that, you'd say they're
riding a seesaw.
Uh-huh. Or seesawing or something like that.
Something like
that's
something.
What they called it. Yeah, way back.
Uh-huh. And this was something like that. It was a long board and anchored in the middle, except this one went round and round.
Oh, yeah.
What would that be called?
I mean, just the thing completely round.